Now you should not be hearing echoes, and I can hear you, which means I'm being successful. Turn up the volume. All right, yes. Durin, hello. Okay. We are recording this just because I wanted to get it down. I don't know if I'm going to publish it or not, which means I probably am. Like, knowing me, I'm probably going to put this up.
Yeah, you'll put everything up.
I put everything up because
five minute conversation between you and Noob, you'll put it up.
Don't be crazy. We never have 5 minute conversations.
That's true. So you guys want to spend like at least 2 hours talking about that HoneyCam?
Damn straight.
Game release.
Dude, I'm so disappointed that's a clicker. I didn't know it was a clicker, and then I didn't. When I found out it was a clicker, I didn't buy it.
You were hoping for the true simulation experience.
Damn straight. Okay, I'm going to close my door to my washing machine so it's not so loud. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hopefully that cuts it down a little bit. We have opinions about the PS4.5, and they are different opinions. Well, I have a different opinion to you. I don't know what your opinion is because I haven't really asked you.
I would say you have a different opinion to the general consensus
of everyone. All right. So I guess because this could be up, probably will be up, what we're talking about is Austin Walker from GiantBomb.com posted a thing about the PlayStation 4.5, aka the Neo. I'll probably call this episode Enter the Matrix, maybe. Yes, that's decided. I think that's decided. It's End of the Matrix. No, that's cool. I love whoever is at Sony who cares about the Matrix this much. I don't know who they are. I'm hoping it's Shuhei Yoshida because that makes sense to me in my head. But that's great. PlayStation 4.5. What is the PlayStation 4.5 for anyone listening? If I do post this, Durin,
It's a PlayStation 4 and a PlayStation 2 duct taped together?
Don't be crazy.
Let's say if the PlayStation 4 was like a 3 generation ago i5 with a 560 Ti in it.
Yeah. Now we are on the same page.
And 4 gigs of RAM. Mm-hmm. Then this would be like a 2 generation ago, i5 with a 660,
and that's where you're wrong.
Overclock,
and that's where you're wrong because this thing is an R9 290.
I don't know ATI shit.
For people are underestimating what this thing is. As far as I can tell, it is equivalent to a 970. So, like, it is a big bump on the GPU side. Like, a stupidly large bump.
But that's, you know, even if that's the case, like, that's great and all, except that they didn't bump the CPU and the RAM, so it's still bottled.
Is the absolute equivalent
Whoever built this thing does not understand how computer components...
Oh, no, they're just crippled. They were just crippled because they had to use the Jaguar for backwards compatibility, right? So it's like it was literally...
That's the crazy part. Like, if they know they have made a crippled machine, they have spent money in a direction that literally is useless.
Mm-hmm.
Then why fucking do this? Why not ride this out for another couple of years and then release the PlayStation 5 and say, hey, you know what, guys? We learned after last generation that those 7+ year cycles don't work, so we're gonna go to a 5-year cycle.
Well, that's the equivalent of saying like the. Because let's make this an actual metaphor. So this is the equivalent, and you're right, of someone having a 2500K, right? Then bumping up. So essentially all they did was upgrade their GPU to a 970 from a 7850 or whatever it was. So they went from a 7850, so ATX, so a Radeon 7850, which is like fucking 5 generations ago, 7 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, it's probably pretty close to like a 560.
Yeah, and then...
maybe even lower than that.
And yeah, so let's say they have a 2500K and a 560, and they bumped it up to 970, but then they took their 2500K
and then just kind of
overclocked it. Yeah, they didn't replace it, they just overclocked it.
Yeah.
that's the equivalent. And like, and
added 500 megs more RAM.
Yeah, 500 megs more RAM. But here's the thing, though, right? Because
This is 2016. Who the fuck talks about megs with RAM?
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing. A 9.7 only has 3 gigs of RAM, right? So just straight up. So the fact that this has 5.5 gigs total of system RAM is probably fine, even in modern games. To be fair, it won't do 4K. So what? Like the whole 4K push behind this console makes no goddamn sense at all. Like at all. We're talking with 4K. For 4K, you probably want 16 gigs of RAM, right? Like you want proper massive amounts of dedicated high speed. So not GDDR5.
Well, it's hard to know though because like comparing PC usage to console usage, like do we really know yet what a console requires to do 4K?
Well, that's kind of what this is the death of, and I can see why people are angry.
Like this could probably totally do 4K at like 20 frames a second.
At 20, yeah, 25 frames a second. It was just something like that, right? It's
yeah.
So yeah, so they the actual system memory is fine. The throughput between the two is questionable because like GDDR5X, which is what's going to be in the new cards coming out this year, have around 490 gigabits per second, I think, between like of RAM throughput, and this only has 220 something. So I'm not sure if it's a bottleneck. I'm not versed enough to know. But just think of how many games at 2500K is still good for today. And that's why I think this is still a perfectly valid, like from the context of being a massive upgrade. So people like saying that this isn't good enough to go from 30 to 60 frames a second. I actually think they're wrong. Depending on the developer, some developers will be.
I mean, that's the thing, though. It's like good enough to go from 30 frames to 60, sure. Mm-hmm. But again, like we've seen time and time and time again, none of that matters because everything's still going to be 30. So it's a matter of like now, probably every game will be 1080p. We probably won't get 900p. Well,
they have to be 1080p because that's a rule now, which but I like, think should have been a rule with the PlayStation 4.
Like, right.
That should have been a straight up rule.
That should have been a rule with PlayStation 3. I mean, that was a big thing pushy back then.
Yeah. I think,
but like, I honestly think like that's the biggest change we're gonna see with this Neo is like all games will be 1080p now.
All games will be 1080p, and they'll probably
a minimum 30 frames.
Yeah, probably be 30 frames because they have to be either the same or higher than the base, and the base
unless it's a Bethesda game, in which case it'll be like, you know, 15 to 29
instead of 10 to 15. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Like fuck,
that'll be the PS4 version.
Fuck me. Like those people are always gonna be shit. It doesn't matter what hardware to give them. If you give them the original PlayStation 4, they're gonna do a shit job. And if you give them the Neo, they're still gonna do a shit job. They just suck. They just suck at hardware optimization. People like fucking Naughty Dog or Platinum Games or who else is really good? Like even freaking the guys who make Modern Warfare. Like it's not Infinity Ward anymore. Whoever the guys are, those guys are good at hitting 60 and keeping 60, and making the games look good and giving them more power. Is going to be awesome for IQ. But anyway, so rewinding back. So they slightly bumped their 2500K equivalent, right? The shitty processor, the Jaguar. I can't believe it was 1.6 gigahertz. Like, oh my god. Like, the PlayStation 4 running everything shit. Oh, not everything, but like Witcher still looks good. But like other stuff shit makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, my old processor from my previous build was more powerful than what the PS4 launched at.
Mm-hmm. That sucks. Like, I know that...
What's it bumped up to now? 2.4?
2.3? Or 2.1? No, 2.1. So
my old processor was still better than what the Neo was.
It's slightly different because it's 8-core, right?
Console, yeah.
Yeah. Like it's, that's true. It's but, computer console but, is also 8-core like, versus a 4-core, right? So... Sorry, I'm cutting you off. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. No, it's not that. It's that, like, I guess my biggest thing is, like, given how this is, as much as they're trying not to with all of their initiatives and information that Austin covered, as much as they're trying to not, you know, fragment their user base and putting all these tests in place to make sure that they fragment the user base, that is exactly what they're going to do. Like, and not only because of the performance difference between the two consoles, but also just from a developer standpoint. I mean, we've seen developers already have kind of come out and, you know, anonymously said that they, you know, they're not happy with this or that or whatever. And what's going to happen is, like, they're just not going to make games for it then.
Well, That's up to them. Like, man.
No one's required to make. Well, that's the thing. I don't believe anywhere in those things do they say that like you have to make a Neo.
No, it does. It does. Yeah, every game that ships has to have a Neo version. After October.
I thought it was if it had a Neo version, it had to have a PS4 version.
No. It's every game that ships on the PlayStation 4 platform needs to have a Neo version. No game can only have a Neo version. So they have to have both, and every game has to have Neo versions. Every game has to support Neo. They don't say Neo has to be better. They just say Neo has to be same or above frame rate and 1080p frame buffer. That's all they say.
So then I guess my question is, what do you think this is going to do to third-party support for Sony? If we're already seeing a backlash now before it's even been announced.
Fuck them. Here's my stance on it at the moment. It's that, again, it comes back to what I said before. Good developers are good developers and shit developers are shit developers. Full stop. And I've been one of the people who are like the most... It sounds like I'm ultra anti-developer, which is only partially the case. I think that developers... have a tough time of it. They have difficult jobs. That's true. But they're also like some of the biggest whiners in the industry because their job is to make a good product and to sell us stuff. I know that's a really shitty way to say it, but that's what it is. If they're like on base principles, Sony have done everything they could possibly do to make this an even easier transition than the person who swapped out their 560 Ti to a 970 Ti. 970, because it's still the same like cores. It's still the same card. There's a reason this is 100% backwards compatible.
I mean, that's the thing, though, is that in some regards, yes, but at the same time, again, you also have to look at it from the perspective of a console developer and look at, like I know they talked about it, I think it was on the most recent Beastcast, they kind of brought it up a little bit, is, you know, what the fuck is certification going to be like on this? Like, that's going to be insane, going through cert for now, both versions of this console.
Would it, though? Like, I think people are overestimating the difficulty of cert. Like, to be fair, I don't develop games. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably wrong. But...
I just know I've heard from numerous developers, I've heard them talk about how...
That was going to be annoying. Like, anytime you ask the developer to do more work, they're going to be annoyed. Anytime you ask anyone to do more work, they're going to be annoyed. Like, of course they're annoyed. They have to do more work. And they're worried that cert will be hard. And that's fair. But if you actually look at the specs given, just straight up, this is the same graphics card. Essentially, like, think of it as a 970, which is, like, people at home may not know, the 970 is just a 980 with one disabled core, I think, or two disabled cores, one of the two, right? This is the same as if you just take in that 970 and unlock those two cores. So, like, the base game that you just developed, the game you just programmed in Unity because you're a shitty indie developer. Sorry, you're not shitty, but you're an indie developer. You just made a game in Unity and you export it to PlayStation 4 format, right? Or however they do out there. That game will still run, well, unless Sony have vastly fucked up, 1-to-1 on the Neo, because the Neo is made to be backwards compatible. It's using the same parts, just unlocked, or equivalent of unlocked more cores. So
I think that's wildly oversimplifying it.
That's what it is.
There
though.
Still is no. There's not, because like even if that was the case, then PC QA wouldn't be quite the nightmare that it actually is. But even taking a single component and having the standard version of it and the overclocked version of it could still result in bugs and issues that didn't, you know, that you wouldn't think would exist because it's the same piece of equipment.
But I'm saying like that's the limit. It's not like you're making them go from ATI to NVIDIA. Like if they made a game for ATI,
sure.
You're asking them to go to NVIDIA. It's like the limit would be weird things to do with frame rate differences. Like games that are locked to their frame rate will be all the way fucked up if they do it this way. Like if they make conversions, that'll be annoying. But those games shouldn't have been locked to their frame rate in the first place. That's a different question entirely. But you're right. Things like frame rate differences or frame timing will be way different between the two, and that could cause some issues. But that's the limit of the issues you'd find. Like you'd see like a number of small issues crop up. But again, it's not like asking them to go from like across generations even in graphics card or across manufacturers in graphics card.
So one other thing that had been brought up also that I was going to ask you about, get your opinion on too, is that I believe in the Giant Bomb cast when they were talking about it, the Beastcast talked about it as well, but I think they got it wrong. which was weird because Austin was one of the ones that like wrote this thing. Uh-huh. But the way it was described on the Bombcast was that with what was it? I don't have to look it up. God damn it!
What was the topic?
I'm trying to remember exactly what it was now.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Just see if anything.
I'm going to grab the article.
While you do that, I'll actually read out the spec bumps. So the CPU went from 1.6 gigahertz to 2.1 gigahertz. How many cores it has, it doesn't matter because cores amount didn't change. The GPU went from 18 cores to 36 cores. So it's a legit doubling, and the cores actually got overclocked. So they're still AMD GCN. So we're talking about Graphics Card Next, which is the series of cores they had since, I believe, the 7850, that kind of series, and all the way up to the R9 390 series, the modern ones that are running up against the 980i and 970. So modern day cards, not Polar, but here's the thing though. On this spec sheet, it says AMD GCN, but the Eurogamer guys speculate that because it's 36 cores, which is more cores than are in any current GCN, so even the R9 390 doesn't have this many cores. This could be a Polaris card, or Polaris chip.
All right, here it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing I wanted to bring up was the issue of what is on disk.
Okay, yeah.
The way it was described is that every disc-based game, every game released, like we said before, it has to have a PS4 version. You cannot have a Neo-exclusive game.
Mm-hmm.
That said, they specified that, like, there has to be a PS4 version of that game on the disc. There does not have to be a Neo version.
Oh, yeah, dude. Vinny brought this up during the Beastcast. Yeah. Which was like...
And so, the fact that they would require that was the thing is on the Beastcast, that's where they got wrong, because they were talking about like there's no way they would do that. But like, no, that was in the fucking specs. Like, they will require you to download your fucking 4K resolution or whatever the shit the Neo version is going to be.
That would be the worst.
There's no way you can fit that. There's no way you can fit that all on even a dual layer Blu-ray. No way.
Well, you can on
of the bigger
games. Sorry, you can't on a dual layer Blu-ray. You can on a UHD encoded Blu-ray because that's 100 gigs.
But that's the thing though is that they cannot release them on UHD. Discs because the disc has to be playable in a
PS4. Yeah, it's weird because like the way I understand it, like I'm not, this is outside of my expertise, but the way I understand it is that the UHD format isn't a change in laser; it's just a change of encoding. But it would be great. The optimal solution would be fantastic if you could have two layers. Because I think Blu-rays can go all the way to four layers now, 26 gigs per layer, 24, 5-ish gigs per layer, and then 100 gig Blu-ray is a four-layer disc. It'd be great if they could have two layers normal Blu-ray, two layers encoded in UHD. So you could have the whole game on there. So that would be what? Like this, the equivalent of 75 gigs or whatever data.
Right.
I'm not sure if that's possible. Cost? Oh yeah, and
like that's another thing too. Like you're talking about then at that point, like now because we've released this thing, our games are now going to be $80.
Yeah, it's like what the fuck. I don't know how much. Oh, sorry. I don't know how much the disc would cost. You're right, and I'm also not sure if that's even actually possible. Like if that's supported within the encoding format, because it's not like a hard drive where you can literally compress certain files and not compress other files, and it doesn't really fucking matter.
Right.
That said, like, you're right. It would only be a problem for the really big games, like Final Fantasy fucking 15 or whatever when that comes out. It wouldn't necessarily be a problem for your Reza guns, etc. But, like, yeah, if this is a thing where you buy a Neo and your user experience is for every game you put into your fucking PS4, you have to wait for 80 gigs to download. Fuck you. Double middle fingers.
80 gigs to download from the PlayStation Network.
God damn.
Which is, like... fucking AOL levels of speed.
That would be unfucking bearable. It'd also be unacceptable. Like it'll be straight up unacceptable because they're requiring every game to run to have a Neo mode, and they're not allowing people to run their games at base mode. So which means that the like it's not like developers can go, oh yeah, you can play it in base mode and exactly. It'll download Neo mode in the background.
Exactly.
Like what the fuck? That would be so bad. You know what? You know what the actual best solution is? saying fuck it and going back to like OG DVD days and having fucking two Blu-rays in the car in the packaging, one of them with the Neo mode and one with the like 4K like base mode. Because fuck it, that's probably cheaper.
Every game is two discs now.
Oh yeah, God. That's probably cheaper than coming out with than printing them on four and UHD or like UHD encoded discs, right? I mean, it's probably cheaper than what's his face, like trying to figure out a hybrid format which has normal encoding and UHD encoding.
Yeah, Blu-ray has gotten pretty cheap.
Yeah, so like, and is that a problem? Like, I don't know. It might be a problem with like game sharing and piracy. Like, I don't know if that'll be a thing because then nothing's really stopping you from just giving your normal PS4 version to someone else, right?
Oh, I'm sure GameStop will be thrilled about this. Because they're going to get just a huge influx of PS4 or Neo used games.
Fucking hell. So yeah, like maybe that's not how you do it because of that problem. Unless you go back to like the Xbox One original system of games actually having like a CD key that's actually encoded to your drive or whatever. That's not
the Xbox One had CD keys.
Well, it wasn't a CD key, but you know, like the equivalent of like you install a game that's tied to your account and then you can't share it. Like that whole like original Xbox One pitch. Remember that?
I don't remember that at all. Oh, Xbox One. Sorry, yeah. You said original Xbox One. I'm thinking OG Xbox.
Oh right, no, yeah, no.
It's, okay,
I,
okay.
It was the original pitch for the new like,
holy
Xbox
shit,
One.
I don't remember that at all.
So the Xbox 3. Okay, so the Xbox 3 originally said. But yeah, so like. And they're probably not going to do that. So it's you're right. It's probably going to be either they come up with a hybrid format, or they straight up like fucking make you download a new disc, like fucking 40 gigs worth of data every time you install a game.
Right. Like it's basically one of those two things, or all PS4 games going forward are going to be on fucking flash drives.
That'd be awesome. I'd pay for that. That'd be sick.
Yeah, flash drives have gotten so cheap now. Like, you could get a, you know, 60-gig flash drive for a fairly reasonable price, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're quite as cheap as Blu-rays, so maybe that's still not quite the way to go. But right. It's Sony. They make their own proprietary format.
Yeah. Like, fuck it. Whatever. I hope that if you... Because I actually, honestly, have pretty much just switched to... Sorry, I bumped my mic there. Switched to... downloading all my PS4 games. In fact, I've just switched to download again. I've pretty much gone all digital since Bloodborne.
I tried to do that when the PS4 launched. I was like, okay, this is going to be the generation. I'm never buying a disc-based console game again.
Yeah.
And then The Last of Us came out, and that was the only way to get the deal through like GameStop by trading my PS3 version.
Yeah,
and that just immediately killed it.
Man.
At the very beginning of the console cycle. So now I think I own like maybe two games digitally, and the rest are all...
Oh no, man! The moment I downloaded Destiny, dude, I actually went fuck it. I made this transition like actually like on purpose because I couldn't find my Destiny disc, and I was like, you know what? Fuck this! I'm not dealing with discs again. And I bought Destiny again and downloaded it. And ever since then, I've been pretty happy because it's like having a Steam like install now where you can just like always have every game. You own
on like a tiny little
yeah, yeah. It's pretty and yeah it's also great when I'm the best thing I love about the PS4 and like something we haven't gotten to yet but the likeliness of hardware redesign is that I love how portable this thing is. I can just chuck in my backpack and fucking take it to Sydney and plug it into my
computer. I was referencing the tiny 500 gig hard drive that now had to play fucking video game hot seat.
Really? Have you actually been swapping out your hard drives?
Oh yeah. No, I'm not swapping the hard drives. I mean having to go through like, okay, we purge this fucking thing of every game that I'm not currently playing because I want to download whatever the new PlayStation Plus game is.
Because I got lucky because my dad bought a shitty laptop that had a 1 terabyte drive in it. So when I upgraded him to an SSD, I just chucked that 1 terabyte drive into PS4. Even then, 1 terabyte's still kind of iffy. Like, you kind of want a 2 terabyte in there if you can. But those are pretty expensive, like 100 and something bucks.
Yeah, so. And I think I've got like a... What around here?
You're dropping out. Are you talking to your microphone? I can't tell if you're talking to your microphone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Skype does that sometimes.
Okay. What's his face? No, yeah, like it's... Yeah, like people have laptops. But you're... I don't know. Like it comes down to like just straight up, they have to figure out that delivery mechanism because optimally, obviously, you just put in one disc and it just works. But you're right. With some of the bigger games, I can see Final Fantasy 15 being a definite example.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That might not work. Yeah.
If now, granted, Final Fantasy 15 will come out before. Well, no, it's September, so it'll require a day one patch.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so, yeah, exactly. I made a post in Giant Bomb. So like,
and that's the other crazy thing. Like, think about it. Everything's coming out in September.
Yep.
That day one patch. What the fuck do you think that is?
It's the texture pack. Yeah, it's a texture pack, right? Yeah, it's
every fucking game that comes out in September. It's gonna have a downloadable texture pack.
Massive. But here's the okay. That is a possibility. I don't know if that's a certainty, because the other way of them doing this is, and I'd actually think this is I'd actually rather the download of a texture pack. Another way of them doing this is going, fuck it, we're not going to give them HD textures like they would on PC. We're just going to optimize and make this game run better. And that's fine. If it's just like a 10 megabyte patch.
That'll be the easy route.
Yeah, exactly. Just a 10 megabyte patch and fuck it.
Do the same game and it runs better on the Neo.
Because here's an issue that we haven't discussed is because all they've gotten is 500 megs extra RAM. And as we said earlier, like, a PC-ass PC 4K card should have roughly 8 to 16 gigs of RAM, and this thing only has 5.5. Like, you're right, we're not actually certain how much a console developer would need to optimize and get to 4K, but it's very likely that this thing just doesn't have the RAM to support 4K assets in general. Like, it might not even be possible. So it might be just like slightly better assets, like going from medium to high on the PC. That might be all you're looking at. And then those aren't massive. Like, the high level assets aren't particularly massive. It's only when you get to the fucking ultra, so the very high ultra level fucking assets, that you start getting huge textures and uncompressed textures as well. So it could very well be that. And that could be it we'd ever get. That could be all we ever get. We might not ever get fucking the ultra settings PC texture packs on these consoles.
Yeah, no, this will basically be like the Wii U gamepad. Like, it's going to be the texture version of that, where it's like, or the hardware version of that, where it's like, there's all these possibilities you could do mm-hmm. with all this, you know, higher end tech and all, you know, there's more power and there's more this and that.
Mm-hmm.
No, everybody's just going to make it run a little better.
Yeah. And
you'll get 40. And that's the thing, like, they run a little better, like, because it's such a small jump,
mm-hmm.
again, because of that bottleneck. It's like, oh, every game will run at like 40 frames a second.
We don't know that for sure. Because, like, again,
what I'm saying, I don't think we're going to see, like, everything's going to run at 60
frames. No. You will not get everything running at 50. That's not going to happen. I agree. But it's not going to happen because, so this is jumping onto just opinion territory rather than knowing territory. But it's not going to happen because I don't think developers are committed enough to optimize for these consoles.
Well, that's kind of why I was getting at with the, like, it'll be 40 frames a second. It's because, well, right now, console versions of games are shit.
Yeah.
Like, they all have bad frame rates, with a few exceptions here and there.
Exactly.
But they all generally are not very well optimized. So them releasing this version of it, like, all that's going to do is give the developers more hardware to throw at problems.
The games
will just run a little better.
Exactly.
And that actually brings me to the last point we were talking about on text before we started this call. Was like, one of the arguments you had was the PS4 still the PS4, it'll still do normal PS4 things. And that's going to be true when this first launches.
Mm-hmm.
But I could very well see, especially if there is any kind of adoption of this Neo console, that the Neo version, like, developers will still stay within the constraints of what Sony has set up. You know, there will still be a PS4 version, the PS4 version will have feature parity and all this other stuff, like, that'll all be there.
Mm-hmm.
But as they pointed out in the Bombcast, nowhere in there does it say that the PS4 version has to run well.
No,
it just has to exist. It has to be there has to be a playable PS4 version of a game.
Yeah,
and if the adoption rate of the Neo is high enough, then the emphasis or the impetus for the developer to actually make a good PS4 version goes away, and so then they can just focus on the Neo, have the Neo version be, you know, the lead PlayStation platform,
mm-hmm.
and then throw out, you know, it'll basically be like, you know, when you go from one console cycle to the next, like, this will, the PS4 version will be like the PS3 version of the game.
Yeah.
At least now it is. It'll release, but it's not going to be nearly in the game.
Yeah, and so it's a weird question, right? Because it's scary to me and kind of sad that console developers have like put their toe into enforcing restrictions on developers, but it's only until recently that they've actually started going, fuck it, no, we're taking the reins on this. The reason I say that is if you look at the Xbox One and the PlayStation, sorry, not Xbox One, Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, I believe what they forced developers to do was at a minimum have a 720p output and preferably 1080p. And then if you look at the PlayStation 4, it's just that it has to be a 1080p output, but what you render it at doesn't necessarily mean anything. And only now we've gotten to VR has fucking Sony gone, no, it has to be a minimum of 90 frames a second. It has to be a minimum of 60 if you're going to use the frame distortion technology, what the fuck they call it. But
even then, like that's only the only reason they've done that is because it's a requirement.
Makes you sick. VR. Like, yeah, it makes you sick. Yeah,
you cannot do it otherwise.
Yeah,
like, that's the only reason that's been implemented.
True, but like it's starting to make me wonder. Like, well, you're forcing this of making people have to have a frame buffer at 1080, and you're forcing that of people have to have a minimum of 60 or 90. Solid, it cannot drop either. It can't drop its frame rate. It has to be solid at those. And it's making me wonder, like, hey, maybe totalitarian future is a good thing. Like, I'm not saying every game has to look as good as a PS4 game and be 60 frames a second. It should be the limit. But Sony saying, like, I think a past where Sony had said, no, every game has to run above or equal to 30 frames a second and never drop below. I think that would have been a good move for this generation. That didn't
happen. Sure, but you also have to look at their reasoning for doing this, though. Like, it's not like they're doing this for the rights of the consumers and to make sure that we're getting the products we should be getting. They're doing, like I said, they're doing the 90 frame thing for VR because they have to, because otherwise people are going to fucking vomit all over their PS4s.
Yeah,
and lawsuits.
Yeah,
so they're doing that because they absolutely have to do it. Mm-hmm. They're doing this 1080p requirement on the PlayStation 4.5 because otherwise. That doesn't justify the reason for its existence.
True.
If you cannot at least hit 1080p, then why can this not be released on the PS4?
Exactly.
And that's why they're doing it. It has nothing to do with, like, we want our games to be better. It's like, no, it's because otherwise this $400, presumably $400 machine makes no sense anymore. Yeah. If you're not able to at least do beyond, if you're not able to at least promise beyond what the PS4 can promise.
Right. And
that's why they're doing it.
That is why they're doing it. And it makes me wish they had more balls. That's what I'm saying. That's essentially what I'm saying. Like, think about it. Like, why has there been a massive move to PC? It's not like everyone's gone out and bought a 970. Like, not everyone's fucking done that. Like, you don't have a particular, you have a modern graphics card, but you don't have the most modern graphics card. Or it's not like you're getting the best experience for every PC game that came out. You're getting a good experience, but you're not getting the best. Neither am I. Aside from the fact that games are cheaper on PC, and that's a whole other question.
But I will say, I did upgrade. 980, goddammit.
Oh, whoa. You did get a 980? That happened?
Yeah, I got a 980. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I guess it's been a while since I've been on the podcast. Yeah. No, I got a 980.
You did that thing. You sold your car and got a 980. That's a bold move. Nice job.
I actually still have not sold the car yet.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
It's actually sitting over here next to me. Well, okay. So like I had my fucking cable guy, sorry not to go off the tangent here, but my cable guy came to like fix my cable and was like interested in it. And so I was like, okay, well, I won't put it on eBay yet because he might buy it from me.
Right.
And didn't flinch at the price tag. So I was like, okay, I'll hold off. And got back to me. I haven't posted it to eBay still yet.
Yeah, fair. But the intention is to sell it, right? That's basically the intention. Yeah. But so essentially, you have like the third best card out there. And right. I have like the fucking 12th best card out there, right? So in both our cases, we're running games at 60 frames, at probably at a minimum 1080, 60 frames. You'd probably be able to get closer to 1440, 60 frames, right? I'm not sure if you've tried it that much on modern games.
No, I've not.
Okay. But we're not the majority. So like the reason PC gaming has gotten huge isn't necessarily just because fucking the games are cheaper, which they are, and that's another issue that these guys, that the console guys, need to address at some point, because fucking what the hell they're doing.
I think they're getting there.
They're getting just, there with sales behind. And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Even Nintendo is starting to do sales.
I'm shocked. Heck, they're sometimes giving games away for free. There's currently
a spring sale going on.
Man. How good are the 3DS sales? Yeah, I like the 3DS. Good on them.
It's like 10%.
Whatever, that's better than nothing. I can.
Like, for Nintendo, that's huge.
Yeah, like for even for me, like that could be enough for me to buy something if it falls below a threshold. Like if it's under $20, I'm like, okay, you know, even if it was like $22 right. before. So console games, they're losing a lot of momentum, partially because they run like fucking shit. Like whether it's because people are moving to Steam because their friends have moved to Steam because of this reason. It's kind of like the same thing, right? It's like the inverse of the growth mechanic. It's the migration mechanic. The same thing that happens to every MMO. Some people move because of reasons, usually the hardcore because of reasons like frame rate. And then their friends move with them because their friends have moved.
See, that's the thing that's interesting about this is I feel like this is like trying to figure out why console gaming has gone the direction it has, or more specifically, like it all comes together. Like why console gaming has ended up the way it has, and why people are moving to PC gaming.
Yeah,
it's like trying to ask which came first, chicken or the egg.
Yeah,
because like people are moving to PC gaming because console games run like shit.
Yeah,
but console games run like shit because developers are focusing on the PC versions of their games because that's where the audience is at.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And so it's just like all of it just spells doom for the fucking consoles if they can't make a change.
Straight up. And I think that is not necessarily a bad thing. Consoles going away isn't necessarily the end of the world. It's bad in terms of a loss of consumer choice. Like the being able to, for someone to be able to choose to play games on a console, if consoles goes away, that's something that's actually should be mourned. But like, yeah, like you're right. It's a kind of circular kind of thing. With console games are running bad, so people move to fucking PC. So more people move to PC. It's that migration mechanic.
Yeah, because I mean, I remember a year or two before this current generation of consoles, like people were actually like annoyed at the Giant Bomb guys because they were just dirty console gamers. They never talk about PC versions of games.
Yeah,
everything's about consoles and blah blah blah. And like now you talk to them, it's like, no, I'm playing on PC.
Yeah,
everything's on PC.
Oh,
yeah. The PS4 version plays like shit. So I wish I was on the PC version, but this is where my save is for the review. And yeah, like all of them have completely converted over to PC because that's just what makes sense right now.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to continue to be what makes sense for that group of the community. So like, yeah, like if you go back to it, like there's a large portion of the audience, and I'm not sure what percentage this is, but it's a large percentage of people who care about frame rate more than visual fidelity. I saw this today. It was actually eye-opening. Sorry, it was yesterday when I looked at people reacting to a trailer for Star Fox and the amount of people who said, oh my god, that looks great, shocked me. Like, shocked me to the core. Because
I mean, to be fair, it doesn't look terrible.
What are you talking about? It looks like a PS2 game.
No. See, that's the thing. Like the game doesn't look terrible. The problem is they have never redesigned the R-Wings to look like something above a Super Nintendo game.
No, I actually don't.
It's all nothing but polygons.
No, I actually don't have a problem with R-Wings. Like, I'm a aliasing and texture guy. Like, when I look at image quality, the things I'm looking for is lighting, aliasing, and texture. That's probably my favorite things. And, like, it just has global light. There's no lighting in Star Fox games. The aliasing is all over the place. And the textures are some of the most low-res textures I've seen in a modern game.
Here's the thing, though. Is like what you're describing are all deficiencies of all console gaming.
Yeah.
Console gaming doesn't have a good aliasing. Console gaming very rarely has decent lighting.
Yep.
And textures are always bad on consoles.
Yeah. And so, like, so this was, like, the point where I finally went, oh, okay. So for some people, those things don't actually matter. Like, the things I look for when I'm looking for something that, inverted commas, looks good, isn't what many people are looking for. Like, for a lot of people, art's thing. Like, not just like a large percentage of what matters. It's everything to those people. It's for the same reason that I love the way the Persona games look. And that's got nothing to do with the fact that they run at a locked 30 and all that kind of stuff. Just they have a fantastic sense of style. And some people really love this style of Star Fox. And that's fine. And the fact that it runs at 60. So, like, to many people, if the consoles do take this path of being more restrictive or, like, being more prescriptive in what is required to run on them, I think that's a good thing. And this baby step of saying, okay, your frame rate on the Neo has to be better than the frame rate on the normal, I think it's a good thing. I don't know.
I think it's a good thing. I just want to make sure that you know, anybody listening is
it's not because they're being nice.
Is aware of why that is the case. Like, yeah, it has nothing to do with, like, we want our games to look better. It's that we want to justify you spending the money on our product.
Exactly.
Because guess what? We're not justifying those of you that spent the money last time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're doing the opposite of that.
Man, it's So what are your thoughts on the? We've done all this descriptive stuff. So, what are your thoughts on the actual Neo? Like, what?
So, okay, my issue with it really doesn't come down to like, I bought mine like basically at launch. I bought it around holiday time, so like just after, like a couple weeks after launch.
Right. Same.
So, like,
I think I bought mine at launch. Anyway, go on. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, my issue isn't like. It's not that I feel like my money's wasted in terms of like, hey, I just bought this thing and now you're putting on this other thing, blah, blah, blah. I think it would be a very different story with a lot of people's reaction to this if over these last 3 years we'd had a solid generation, we'd had a lot of solid games being released for the consoles, had a good you know, catalog of games out.
Yeah.
But we haven't. We feel like we're just barely starting to hit that stride this year.
Is it me, or is this maybe the worst generation of consoles?
Absolutely. Well, and that's the thing. Like, it wouldn't be if this wasn't happening, because we're hitting the stride now. Like, 2016 is the first really good year for PS4, and maybe Xbox One as well.
It may be a good year, assuming that the games that have been announced actually come out this year.
Sure, but I mean, looking at everything that was, you know, pushed back from last year that is coming out this year, like. It's going to be a fairly decent year.
it's going to be an okay year. Like, it's going to have what?
For console exclusive games, like, it's going to be a good year.
Deus Ex, that's a console exclusive. So Final Fantasy 15, that's console exclusive.
Final Fantasy 15, you got Uncharted 4.
Yeah. That's two.
I have to look at the list of games.
I actually don't think there's many either. I think we're not remembering things for a reason.
Last Guardian.
That's not coming out this year. Don't be crazy.
That has a date. No Man's Sky. Well, No Man's Sky's PC.
Yeah, No Man's Sky's on PC.
I still consider it PS4 because it was marketed for so long.
That's true. But like, No Man's Sky.
In general, like, it is a very good year for the PS4. Given how the last 2 years have been.
Oh yeah,
this solid year
compared to last year.
This is the first year.
Exactly.
Like, this year is to the PS4 as the year that Gears came out with.
But it's like, the reason I don't rate it as that is because, aside from Uncharted 4, which I think will be a fantastic game. And aside from the games that are like maybe come out this year, like, I'm still adjusting to the fact that Final Fantasy actually has a recent release date. Like, I don't believe that. Like, I know it's got one on paper, but fuck you, Square Enix. Like, I'm not believing it. It's my clammy, disgusting hands. Like, oh, I need that fucking box art on me. But like,
You know, honestly, I'm surprised you're looking forward to it so much, because that's actually the one console game I recently went back and played the first demo.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
It was good.
Yeah.
But it's the first console game that I looked at and like, holy shit, this thing needs some aliasing.
Oh, thank you.
There are jaggies everywhere.
It is the most jaggy. Like, it is like, why did you even bother making art that has thin lines on it?
Yeah, it looks like if you take a fairly new PC game, a lot of newer MMOs have done this, where like, you drop it down to like the lowest setting.
Yeah, absolutely. And like,
it doesn't actually drop textures down. It just does this weird thing where like, everything is super jaggy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, that's what that game looks.
That game looks so bad at this. Fucking bad. And the new art style aside, I actually really like the art style of 15. But like,
oh yeah,
The new demo, the platinum demo, that also has the same problem with aliasing. Like, they haven't fixed that problem. Like, it's still
And apparently that's what they've addressed. And they said that they are like working on that stuff, so maybe we'll see
better.
Or maybe they're actively working on it. Is, hey, we're gonna have a Neo version, and it's gonna have better aliasing.
Absolutely, like, and
a better frame rate.
And we'll get to that in a bit. But like, my point was, like, if it wasn't for those games that are on paper exclusive to consoles, I would have gone this whole year without buying a single game on PS4. In fact, last year, don't think I bought many games, if any, on PS4.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. My PS4 game catalog is smaller than
my DS game catalog is about the same size as my fucking PS4 games catalog. That's shocking to me.
Yes, PS4 games. I think I actually own maybe, counting my digital games, probably 5 PS4 games.
Right. Yeah. Like, if you don't count PS Plus games, like, straight up,
right. Yeah. No, games I have spent money to buy.
The only games I've put like time into for PS4 were Bloodborne, and it wasn't that much, and Destiny, which I put in a lot. And if it wasn't for Destiny, I'd be really angry about my PS4 purchase, because the truth of the matter is, I don't think the PS4 has even justified my buying it at launch yet.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. And that's kind of what I was getting at. Is like, I think that has a lot to do with the reaction people have had to this revelation of this PS4 4.5 actually existing. Mm-hmm. Is like, we're getting to a point where like, we maybe might have some games on the horizon, but so far it's been pretty fucking dry.
Mm-hmm.
And now you want to go sell us another piece of hardware that like, oh, we're still going to release your PS4 games, but these are going to be better.
Yeah, I can see that being a legit reason to be angry. Like, if you bought the PS4 going, oh man, Horizon looks good, I'm going to buy a PS4 now just to like catch up on the stuff I've missed, maybe The Last of Us if you didn't get a chance to play that, and then play Horizon when it comes out. And then you realize like, oh no, the real way to play Horizon is on the Neo.
Right, and that's something that they touched on the Beastcast. Is like, you know, you see this demo at a trade show of, you know, Horizon or something, like, oh, this game looks great, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
And then you go to play the PS4 version, like, oh, this looks bad. I'm like, oh yeah, no, what we were showing there was actually the Neo version.
Oh man.
This here is the PS4 version, and it runs at 20 frames a second.
Well, yeah, like, that is a... That's a problem that is going to get worse, but let's not pretend like that problem hasn't existed, because every game at the moment is being shown on the PC version ultra settings. And then anytime
it's different, because like, if it's shown on the PC, like, okay, yeah, we get that. That's a whole different platform. You're deciding to show this platform, and that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But then to have a game that is on the, like, we have the PS4, it's still early in its life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to start showing this on the Neo version because it looks better. It shows better.
So even though you're still getting something with PS4 in the box.
Right. You build up these expectations with your consumers. And that actually brings up another this upgrade as well, is we saw how like a whole new console that was a little too much like the Wii in terms of just nomenclature, how that worked out. Like, consumers are going to be like so fucking confused.
Yeah.
But like, well, okay, why? I saw a video of this online, and this is what this game, why does my game not look like that?
Right.
Like, you're going to have people like trying to return games again or something. Like, I the consumer expectation is going to be, is not going to match.
I'll give you a maybe on that, only because I think you're underselling how much that problem already exists. Developers are lying to us left, right, and center with their pre-release footage. Like, the Division is a good example. Everything pre the Division actually coming out looked better than the fucking the Division does. Few examples are positive. Like, Nintendo has a fantastic track record of their pre-release footage looking like the game. Except for that Zelda thing, I have zero fucking belief that the final game will look anything like that goddamn teaser trailer for Zelda.
Sure, well, it'll be.
but like Star Fox, yeah, that's
how Star Fox game looks. Is fucking dumb.
Oh man. But like, so Star Fox is like Star Fox. Other stuff they did well on, and Naughty Dog, they actually legit, okay, no, this is, they actually play it on stage. You saw that thing crashing last year. Like, there's very few developers who are actually fucking honest. Everyone else is already lying to us every goddamn day. And I
guess a lot of that depends on like, how big the differentiation is between the Neo version, the PS4 version, because like, and again, like how they handle the marketing of it, because if they can they get away with putting Neo screenshots on the back of a PS4 game,
man.
Like they're technically it's on the disc. This thing, like it's on the disc.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the marketing. They can put that on there. Like, hey, you know, check out this game. That's what it's gonna look like.
I see.
I'm like, nah.
I see like no reason for them to not put Neo T screenshots in the back of the box, right?
Like, right. It's more like TV ads.
Yeah,
like running off TV ads on Neo versions.
Yeah,
and then that's what you see. You see gameplay of these ads or on these ads, and then you go out and buy the PS4 version, and it does not play like. Like in a lot of countries, and I imagine yours is that way as well. Like there are consumer protection things.
Yeah.
We'll maybe prevent a lot of that stuff from happening, but here in the States, like that doesn't exist.
Well,
like they can do that and they can get away with it.
I don't think they even. It's a weird thing though, because like a lot of it will come down to things like frame rate, which a TV ad is running at 29 or whatever, 29.96 or whatever the fuck it is.
Sure.
Won't compare that anyway. And YouTube, same deal. But you're right. If it's just straight up like, fuck, it looks like Final Fantasy XV's first demo on PS4 normal and has actual aliasing on Neo and all the shit you see has aliasing on it, like that could be a problem. Like I can see that being a real issue, especially if it has like a fucking PS4 bumper at the end of it or whatever.
Yeah. But again, like that's the crazy part is here in the States, like that's all fair game. They can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah. And like, yeah,
it's sure, if somebody can change the court for it, they may win, and they'll have to give away a bunch of fucking old PS4 download games. Like everybody will get a copy of Knack.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Like, with the whole Wii U debacle, like that was real. I don't know if you ever saw it out in the wild, but I did. Like, I saw it at fucking Walmart.
Oh, you mean people not knowing what the fuck the Wii U was?
Yeah, people not knowing what it was, not understanding why they had to buy this other console. Because that's the other thing too.
Yeah,
is there are a lot of people that I think we talked about this before, but like there are a lot of people who like the PS3 and Xbox 360. That was their first console. That was their only console. Generation went on for so long.
Yeah,
these people grew up with that console.
Exactly, they're grown ass adults who only had a PS3 or whatever.
Well, or similarly, there were parents who that was their kid's first console. That was the first console they bought for their children.
Mm-hmm.
And you have parents who were so confused, like not understanding with the Wii U, like why won't this play or my Wii play these games?
Yeah.
Why do I have to go out and spend another $350, whatever it was,
to
get a whole new box to play these? Like they legitimately didn't understand how this thing was different, why it was different, why they had to spend the money.
Well, there was a lot of those problems don't happen though. A lot of those problems.
But the thing is, like that's with like a whole different console.
Mm-hmm.
Like to do this half step is going to cause even more confusion.
Or maybe not, because like in the end, it's going to be what called when it finally hits the shelves, it's probably just going to be called fucking the PlayStation 4K or PlayStation 4 Elite, right? Like let's just say it's just called PlayStation 4 Elite, and a consumer walks into the thing and they're buying a PS4 game, and that game will just run on their PS4. Like just straight up, if they ask like what's this whole PlayStation 4 Elite thing, and the guy behind the counter goes, oh yeah, the games are just same games, they just run better and look better.
But that's the problem, though. That's the part that won't happen,
right?
Because I've seen how those interactions happen.
Right,
the person behind the counter doesn't have a fucking clue.
Oh right, I don't know. It's a new console. If they say it's a new console, you need to buy. Oh man. That could be dangerous.
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen. Like, I knew people when I worked the brief time I worked at Walmart. Like, the people that work in those departments, they don't actually understand the stuff they're selling, and that's exactly what they'll say. Like, oh, I don't know, it's some new console.
Right. It's the new PlayStation 4. And like the worst question.
Yeah, that's the thing. People don't understand how this stuff works. All they have to say is like, it's the new PlayStation 4.
Yeah,
and they themselves and the customer then think, okay, this is the new console. Like, oh, now I got to go buy this fucking thing.
Yeah,
now, exactly. None of these games that say PlayStation 4K or PlayStation 4, none of these games are gonna fucking work on my console.
Exactly. Like, and that's like,
it sounds dumb to us, but it's so fucking common.
When someone walks up to the clerk and asks, like, will this game run on my PlayStation 4? If the answer is anything but a definitive yes, you've got problems. Like,
If it's even so much as like, I don't know,
That's bad. If it's I don't know, that's bad, because you don't want that confusion at all.
And sure, you buy it from GameStop, they're gonna know.
Yeah,
but the vast majority of that stuff does not happen at GameStop. It happens at Walmart and Best Buy and numerous other department stores, and those people don't know.
Yeah.
And that answer very well could just be a I don't know, or I'm not sure.
Yeah. And like, if they do the opposite and have like PlayStation 4, PlayStation 4 Elite, and both on the packaging and stuff, like you could get around it. But it's not clean. It's not a elegant solution. But they could. It could be a problem. I think it's not necessarily a will be a problem.
I don't think it's a definite issue. Yeah. I mean, the Wii U thing could have not been a problem.
Yeah. Well,
but
the Wii U thing just
unfortunately marketed it very bad.
The problem is with the Wii U thing is that everyone knew it would be a problem immediately. Only because the Wii can't play Wii U games. Like, it was immediate when the whole audience, the whole gaming community was like, this is going to be the same thing like when they announced that the PS3 didn't have backwards compatibility. Because it's like, the Xbox One didn't have backwards, and PS4 didn't have backwards compatibility, the PS3 did at launch. It'd be like, why can't this thing play my old games? It's the equivalent of that in reverse of like, why can't my old thing play these games because it has the same fucking name?
Right.
It was a massive clusterfuck.
Like, it's hilarious how just the simple addition of a number fixes that problem.
Yes, exactly. And you're right in that this thing could cause issues because it's not adding a number in the same way that the Wii U did, or didn't. So like maybe.
They call it the PS4 Plus.
Yeah.
There's gonna be some fucking problems.
Yeah. So on the side of like what your thoughts are about. So we can cover this a couple of angles. Like, do you think that games are going to be on the non-Neo version, at least in the immediate future, are going to be running worse because of the Neo?
Right off the bat, think they will.
Let's say through to the end of 2017. So end of next year.
Like, I think that'll be the point where we start seeing the shift in that direction. Mm. Like initially that won't be the case because. One, Sony, I think, is going to be very harsh about it initially because they know where their install base is at.
Yeah.
And so, I think CERT is going to be a problem for a lot of developers because Sony wants to make sure that PS4 version runs, is playable, runs mm-hmm. well, it's going to sell well, mm-hmm. Because that's where the numbers are. I think as you get to the end of 2017, if adoption of this thing is what Sony maybe hopes for it to be, Sony's going to become a lot more lax about that stuff. Right. Sony's going to be like, well, okay, PS4 version runs, you have your 4.5 version, PS4 version's good, mm-hmm. throw it out. And so you will start seeing, I think as this goes on, and I think that really will happen within that first year, as this thing goes on, like you're going to start seeing a degradation of quality of the PS4 version in favor of the higher power of the 4.5.
Right. So far, I can say I agree with you. If, again, predicated on that if the 4.5 is successful, how many, considering the fact that there's 36 fucking million, more than 36 million PS4s out there, probably closer to 40 now, by now, how many 4.5s do you think they'll actually sell by the end of next year? See, I don't think they're going to sell that many.
That's where it becomes a real issue, because if these things are true and like, it sounds like it's going to be launching sometime before the end of this year.
It's probably going to be October. That's not crazy.
It's something they've talked about. I think it was on the Beastcast. Mm-hmm. They're also launching the PlayStation VR this year. They're literally going against themselves.
It'll be crazy if they don't do a day and date.
And if that's the case, then one of those two is going to fail.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know which one at this point.
Oh, no.
More likely that the PS 4.5 will fail before the VR will?
Absolutely. I think it's a definite who's going to fail. It's going to be the PS 4.5 because, like, the way I think it's going to happen is they're going to cut the PS4 OG to either $299 or $249, right? $249 is if they really want to blow everything out of the park. And then we're going to have a very different discussion when that happens, because that's like, wow, that's a legit big deal. But let's just say $399. Let's say they go conservative. So $399 for original PS4, PlayStation VR at $399. So check $299 for the normal PS4, $399 for the PlayStation VR, and then this thing also $399. The winners there is going to be OG PS4, because a bunch of people are going to go, oh, sweet, there's a price cut for the OG PS4. Even sight and scene with the Neo stuff, there'll be a bunch of people who are just like, oh yeah, I can get a PS4 for $299. That's a cool price for that thing. And PSVR is always going to sell a fixed amount, because I think the people who are on board for VR are already on board for VR. So that's gonna do as well as that's gonna do, irrespective of everything else that happens. But between the normal PS4 and the Neo, I think the normal PS4 is gonna blow the Neo out of the water, which is fine. That's fine. That's probably a good.
It's just it's weird. It makes you wonder why they're choosing to launch this now. Like, oh, aside that, from yeah. obviously, you know, the having more power to be able to make VR better, maybe is one thing, but at the same time, like, again, you can only make it so much better because of the restrictions they're putting on the developers. Mm-hmm. Like, they cannot make a game that only works on that so that it utilizes all the power of that to make this experience. They can't do it.
Yeah.
So they're already, you know, handicapping their developers on their VR stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, why launch this now? Why not at least then wait another year?
Yeah.
Give your VR a time to actually settle in. Get an install base of VR. Give those people a year to mess with it. Developers a year to mess with it. And like, okay, now we got higher end hardware. This will run your PSV VR games even better. You already got the headset. Just go buy this, you know, holiday 2017, mm-hmm. and your VR experience will be close to or on par with Oculus.
Right, and that's okay, so. I think we've finally got to the point where we can talk about what I think about this, because it kind of ties into that. So that's the what Duren thinks about it a bit, and then we're going to get to me now. I think this thing is fucking awesome, and they almost needed to do it. Not necessarily they needed. Like, I think it's a really bad move from a consumer-facing public relations perspective. I think it's a really good thing for consoles going forward. And I think that this is a no-brainer purchase if you're a person like me who only has his console for console-exclusive games. Because, hey, I played that Platinum fucking demo, and I talked about last episode of the podcast, and holy shit, that thing ran like garbage in some spots and made me legit scared. And you're right. Like, if you look at that Final Fantasy XV first demo, that thing looks rough. Like, art style looks great, but just image quality wise, that thing looks rough. And if you listen to their developer like interviews, they haven't even started like legit on the PC version of that game yet. They're not ruling out a PC version. It's probably going to come to PC someday, just like Final Fantasy 13 came to PC. But for the foreseeable future, that thing is a console exclusive. So when you ask me, like, fuck, where do I want to play Final Fantasy 15? I'm going to say to you, whichever is the best place to play that fucking game. And if that thing's the fucking NX or the Neo, I'm there. Like, it's whatever. Or even the Xbox 1.5. Like, I don't care which one of those it is. I'm going to play it on the best thing to play that game. And now I'm happy because the best place to play that game will probably be somewhere where it doesn't look like a complete trash thanks to this. This thing, because it's got a twice as powerful GPU in it, legit twice as powerful GPU, more than twice as powerful GPU, 2.3 times as powerful, whatever, would mean that maybe, hey, they could actually have fucking anti-aliasing in that goddamn game when it comes out for PS4 Neo. And that's awesome. Thank God. Thank God for that. It'll be running at native 1080p with AA. Please do that at a minimum. And if that's the case, I am so ecstatic, because I was scared that the game would look like the fucking first demo when it comes out. Because I don't care how good your game is. If it looks like shit, I'm not going to enjoy it as much as I could. And so, like, yeah, I'm ecstatic, because look at the time period, right? Like, people say Persona 5 is going to be coming out mid-September, maybe late August. So if it's late August, it won't need a Neo version. But if it's coming out September, it needs a Neo version. I'm happy about that, because then you're going to have a nicer-looking version of Persona 5. You're going to have a nicer-looking version of Horizon. You're going to have a nicer-looking version of Last Guardian. You're going to have a nicer-looking version of Final Fantasy 15. Like, all these games I'm actually looking forward to are going to have a better-looking version that's better than anything possible in the current PlayStation 4. And I think that's a fucking awesome win. I'm so happy about that, because PlayStation 4 games, I don't know about you, but they're already looking rough to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, definitely. It's,
with the exception of Uncharted 4, which might be the best looking game ever made when it comes out. Fuck, like, God, some of these games on PS4 look like hot trash. Which is sad, because I don't remember being too unhappy with the way games looked on the PlayStation 3, but the disparity between PS3 and PC games, I feel, was smaller than the disparity, except for some few exceptions on PC, like fucking Crysis.
At the very end of that console generation, you started really seeing a huge gap, but for the majority of that console generation, it was fairly close.
Exactly, and that gap shrank for a while, and then fucking started up again, and now it's even bigger than it ever was, I feel. Especially when you look at Dark Souls 3, right? Like, it running on the 4K... Yeah. 4K TV, it's not running at 4K, I'm running at 1080, but 1080 with full AA, everything at max, running at 60 frames a second, it looks gorgeous on my TV. And a PS4 just can't do that. If the Neo could, that's awesome. I don't know. So I'm 100% on board.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, too, there's two other points I wanted to bring up real quick, too. Mm-hmm. And that is the first one is how... So we know we pretty much know this is happening with PlayStation.
Yeah.
You know, with the documents that have come out, like, this is a thing.
Yeah.
Now, what exactly it entails, we don't know. We don't know all the details. We'll know that probably at E3. But we know it's a thing. We know there is going to be some half-step thing that Sony's doing.
Yeah.
There's been talks also that Microsoft is doing something as well,
mm-hmm.
in a very similar vein to this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like... If they're doing something very similar to this, where it is kind of this half-step program, I think they stand to actually benefit from this a lot more.
Absolutely.
They have a chance to actually turn this entire generation around.
Yeah, especially with how big of a mess the PC implementation of their games have been.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I know... more importantly, given the disparity between install bases.
Yeah.
The number of Xbox Ones that are sold are not very high. You have a lot of people like you and I who have bought PS4s, mm-hmm. and are generally not very happy with them.
Yeah.
Especially like we've been talking about in terms of performance.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have Xbox Ones. If they came out with this, you know, increased performance Xbox One that runs, you know, at even close to what we're talking about these Neos running, I would be much more inclined to buy that than I would to buy a Neo.
Now I have
a version of both consoles,
yeah.
and one of those runs games the way I want them to run. The other one runs my exclusives on that console. That's fine.
Yeah. So in the case of that, so the answer to that question is I'm going to be buying both, probably. Assuming there's an Xbox One game I want to play. I thought that game was going to be Quantum Break. Then I saw the reviews, and it's not going to be Quantum Break. Holy shit. It comes down to which is games library. And if
right.
and at the moment,
it comes down to game library, but at the same time, what if Microsoft fixes their Universal Windows bullshit,
mm-hmm.
and continues with their every Xbox One game is also a PC game?
Then I'm gonna not buy an Xbox One.
Well, what I mean is like would you be more inclined than to go ahead and buy, as opposed to the Neo, to buy the Xbox 1.5. So you then have a PS4 for your PS4 exclusives. You have an Xbox 1.5 for your Xbox exclusives. And any console games that you're going to buy for whatever reason that run better than current Xbox One PS4. And then, of course, you have your PC for all of your general gaming as well.
Right. Well, and
then at that point, like your PS, like your if your Xbox One game already it comes with a PC version anyway,
mm-hmm.
that then gives you options, especially if they are doing the cross-platform play.
Yeah, and it really does depend, because like if everything's going to be like Quantum Break, then no matter what, I'm going to be buying it on PC. So I will not be buying an Xbox One. Like if they legit having like everything being on PC day and date. Forever for Microsoft stuff. I'll never buy an Xbox One.
Why would you not buy the Xbox One version if it also comes with a PC version?
But there's no point because I just cut out the middleman. I'll just get the PC version. Why would I buy an Xbox One if every game comes?
Because then you have options of where to play it.
Oh, you're talking about like four console exclusive games that run better on Xbox One is what you're saying.
Like anything that you would buy an Xbox One, like you're then gonna have a PC version of it. You now have options of where you want to play it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if it's like broken on PC, then
that makes a lot more sense now than the Neo does, where
absolutely
the best you have is remote play.
Exactly. It's like that could be the way that goes. I'm not gonna rule that out because
this is assuming they fix their Universal Windows.
Yeah,
assuming they get. stick out of their ass and mm-hmm. they just put these games out on Steam or wherever, or even if they continue to sell it on the platform they have it,
yeah.
but just get rid of all the restrictions and just make it a proper fucking PC experience.
Yeah, it'll come down to that delta. It'll come down to what the delta is, because if the PlayStation 4 Neo, because I'm already going to get the Neo, because at a minimum, I already know that Persona 5 is exclusive to PlayStation, right? So it's the Xbox 1.5 isn't even in the discussion at the moment because they don't have an exclusive game that I want. But if let's say mid next year, or let's say end of 2017, right? And we're talking about something like let's say Destiny 2. Destiny 2 is coming out, console exclusive, just like the previous Destiny was. I'm on board for Destiny 2 already. I'm already going to buy it. I'm talking about, for realsies, I know me as a person, I'm going to buy Destiny 2 because I'm a crack whore. So let's talk about Destiny 2 and say everything comes to pass. So Microsoft and Sony have already shaken hands on having cross-platform play. So Destiny 2 is going to actually work across both platforms, and you can play, and Xbox people can play with PlayStation 4 people. That would have to be part of this deal, because half my friends own PlayStation, right? So that's already going to have to be a positive deal. So let's say Destiny 2 is available on both consoles, and it distinctly runs better on the Xbox 1.5 than the PlayStation Neo, then yeah, I might consider getting Xbox 1.5. Anything short of that, no way. Because I'm already going to get a Neo. So then it makes me wonder if I ever need an Xbox 1.5, right? But if that's the case, if you talk about that future where the console exclusive games, so cross-platform Xbox One and PS4, those run definitively better on the Xbox 1.5, yeah, I'll probably get one, yeah. Considering it's probably going to be $550 Australian, that's not that much. Like, I can deal with that. That's pretty much it. Like, that has to be the only way that would happen, honestly.
Right.
So, like, just to like summarize my stance, like, my stance boils down to a couple points. One, if you're worried about developers, like, don't be crazy. Like, this is their job. Yes, they're sad, but everyone who's asked to do more than they're already doing is going to be angry about it. The best developers out there will do a good job no matter what, and the bad developers out there will do a bad job no matter what. That's not going to change. I know that sounds really cold-hearted, but that's the fucking bare facts of it. Like, just straight up, people like Naughty Dog will do a good job. People like Square Enix will do a mediocre job. People like fucking Bethesda will always do a bad job when it comes to fucking optimization on console. So there you go. That's just going to continue. The second part of that is, if you're a person who has the ability to buy one of these, like, I understand it if you have, like, fucking a family and stuff and can't afford a fucking PlayStation Neo. That's absolutely understandable. But if you're like me and I have disposable income and I can afford a PlayStation 4 Neo, it's 100% no-brainer. Absolutely, I'll be buying it. Fucking, I might as well pre-order it. Just give me a fucking price tag and I'll pre-order it right now, because it's the best place to play console exclusives in the near-term future. And the third part of it is, I think there is legit worries to be had about the state of console gaming next year, at the end of next year, when the PlayStation Neo has a bigger install base and developers start to question how much effort to put into base PS4 games. I think that's a legit problem to be worried about.
Like, the best case scenario at that point is they make a Neo version and then just scale it down to PS4.
I think
that can be done.
From the consumer standpoint, maybe the best case scenario is they don't do anything for the Neo except for just like slightly better frame rate and like maybe aliasing. Because like
saying like the best realistic is that right. They're going to make once that shift happens and it seems like the majority of their install base who are actually buying the games are buying the Neo version or are playing the Neo version, I guess.
Yeah.
Then that's probably what's going to happen, is they will right. lead with Neo and just downgrade it to the PS4.
Well, it's kind of what they're already doing, isn't it? They're leading with PC and then downgrading for fucking PS4.
Sure. I mean, yeah. I guess so.
And so like the now there's going to be leading with PC and exporting high settings to PS4 Neo and exporting medium settings to fucking PS4, which is essentially just one step more than what they're already doing. It's depressing, but there you go. That's just kind of how the console fucking world is right now. It's just really is about those console exclusives, like your Horizon, et cetera. That's going to be interesting right. to see. Like,
it's funny because like going into this generation, like that was talk about Nintendo. It's like you buy Nintendo for the console exclusives.
Yeah,
and that's like buy for everything else you play on everything else. And now it's gone to you buy your consoles for your console exclusives and everything else you play on PC.
Right. So I have like one last question to ask you.
Before, I also have one last for you as well.
Oh, sorry, I have two. So my first and my last questions is, if you had to place a bet, how many Neos do you think they'll sell by the end of these, next year?
End of next year?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we don't really even know enough information to give a good estimate on that.
Well, let's just say a more powerful PlayStation 4 that looks nicer comes out. that's all you really need, right?
That's kind of why I brought up the Microsoft thing, because I think it's going to be a harder sell for Sony.
Right.
Like they have such a large install base. Mm. Why? Like they need to, and this is why it's hard to guess, because like I feel like at E3 or whenever they decide to make the announcement of this,
yeah,
they what they need to do, unlike Microsoft, too. Microsoft needs to prove to all of us who didn't buy an Xbox One why we should
almost
buy
everyone. Their exactly. Xbox. Yeah. Yeah.
Sony has a harder job because Sony has to prove to all of us who did buy a PlayStation 4 why we now need to buy one of these.
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be a ton of people buying this thing
that already have it. Exactly. Like my estimate would be, I think they sell 5 million of these things by the end of next year. And that's less than an eighth of their total install base. And I also think that of the total percentage of PS4s, it's going to be about 15 to 20%. Of people who buy,
I think it'll be. I think it'll be more than five million only because, as look, this thing could be like a complete fucking waste of time and it could make no fucking sense to buy, and we could be talking about it E3, like no fucking way we're buying this thing. Like if this is what they're doing with it, no fucking way. Yeah. It'll still sell more than 5 million because people like new shiny
hardware. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
You and I both know that.
So. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So I think it'll sell more than 5 million, but yeah. I think those sales will drop off very quickly.
Because here's the scary thing, though. If it sells 10, then that's already as much as almost as much as the Wii U sold for its entire lifetime. So it's already a win for Sony if it sells 10 million.
Sure. I mean, depending on what hardware costs are.
Yeah, what the profit margin is, right? But
And again, like, how much does it cannibalize their VR sales? How much does it hurt
the initiative? The side of that is like, if they'd sell that many, how many of those people did they subsequently stop from buying the PC version of a game? How many people do you think would like fucking, I'm sorry for like, this wasn't my second question, but I'm bringing it up anyway. How many people do you think were like, hey, I bought a Neo version and this game looks great now. Like it's running at 30 frames locked. IQ wise, it's fantastic. Like everything's anti-aliased and draw distance is huge. And like, it looks nice. It just looks like, a PC version, like PC game on ultra, but running at 30 instead of 60. A lot of those people, that would be enough to not buy the PC version. That'd be enough to just stick with the console version of games.
Sure. For a lot of people. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that'll re-legitimize console gaming.
Yeah. I think that's why Sony's doing this. I think that is the legit reason why they're doing it now, because they're seeing the title shift towards PC.
And don't get me wrong. Like, I totally get that that's why they're doing this.
Yeah.
The part that I don't understand about why they're doing this now is going back to that last point where how many, like for every one of these that they sell this year, that's most likely like stupid high percent chance that that is now a lost sale on VR. And how does this affect the VR?
Most likely. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, if they sell, let's say even 2 million of these just in the holiday season, that is potentially 2 million less VR headsets being sold. And we've seen how those things are selling. 2 million is a fucking lot of VR headsets.
It is a lot of VR headsets. fuck, I don't know. Like, I still suspect that like, who the fuck's gonna buy a VR headset? People are already like outside of people who are already interested in buying a VR headset. Who the fuck's gonna buy a VR headset? I think
a lot more people are gonna buy that one than bought the Oculus.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's almost without question. Especially since it's supposedly like a legit good contender for that space.
Right.
And if you're looking at a Neo, then those like the biggest problem with PlayStation 4 VR isn't necessarily the headset; it's the power of the system behind it. Like it has to hit 90. Yeah. It has to hit 90, which means those games' image quality suffers.
But see, here's the thing. The crazy thing too is it literally there will be no difference between PlayStation and PS4 and Neo VR experiences.
Only frame rate rise. Only frame rate rise.
No, that's the thing. There won't be a difference in frame rate. What? Because frame rate has to be 90.
No, I mean, like, there won't be a difference frame rate wise, but there will be a difference image quality wise. That's the difference. That's what you're paying the price for.
Will be minor differences. Yeah. It'll be like a difference between like the PlayStation 3 and the 360.
Yeah, it'll be some small difference. Yeah,
but it might as well not be a difference. Like no one should go out and buy a Neo or VR experience.
No, until further testing's done. Like maybe it'll be bigger than that, but I think it's fair to assume.
The information we seem to have now, nobody should go out and buy one of those.
For VR. Especially since VR is so like CPU intensive, and I think that's like the people who are like complaining about the 33% CPU bump are only really legitimately correct in this instance, because VR is so demanding on the CPU more than anything has been in the past. That you're right, like a 33% CPU bump probably isn't enough to really improve those games much.
I don't think it will be.
Go ahead. What's your last question? And I'll give you my last question.
Okay, last question I had for you was similar to the Microsoft thing, like where we, you know, like gauging what you think, you know, Microsoft, what they potentially gain out of this.
Yeah,
is okay. Let's go hypothetical here.
Mm-hmm.
Neo launches this winter.
Yeah,
Microsoft launches their whatever their half step is this winter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
NX is also coming out this winter.
Yep.
Given the general reception so far to what the Neo has the internet has responded to the Neo, do you think this helps Nintendo sell NX?
Ooh. So that was very similar to my question to you. I'm happy we both think of the same lines, because my question to you was, given that Sony has essentially there's multiple reasons for me asking this. AMD has announced that they're going to be like they're expecting a $1.5 billion a year profit income stream from three new chips, gaming related system on chip, AOC or all in one whatever fucking chip, like contracts I've gotten. One Sony, that's confirmed. One's and the other two we don't know. They're probably Nintendo and Microsoft, right?
Right.
And so, like, it sounds like there is an Xbox 1.5. We already know there's a Neo. And that means that Nintendo is getting their shit from AMD, which was already likely. Now, the beauty of that question is Sony has now proven that you can have the equivalent of an overclocked 2500K and a fucking R9 290 plus, like a fucking 970 in a console for $399. That's the current fucking. That's we don't know that for certain. We don't know the price tag for certain. But that's what it looks like.
That's the current estimated price.
Yeah, that's going to be hamstrung by the fact that all games have to be fucking on the PS4 only. So everything has to work on the base mode. Man, if Nintendo came out with this,
Microsoft is going to do the same thing. That parity as well.
Exactly. If Nintendo came out, they're the same fucking specs, but aren't fucking hamstrung. That's awesome.
Like, come out with a Neo. The Neo at the specs that Xbox One at very similar specs, and then the NX coming out at probably equivalent specs, because we've heard talks that it's going to be something that is slightly more powerful than what the PS4 and Xbox One currently are.
Mm-hmm.
That comes out at the same specs, but then they're like, you know, this is, you know, maybe it is backwards compatible with Wii
U. Yeah, but that's different from
this is a dumb fucking console.
Yeah, this is
everything being sold for this is for this.
Everything's optimized for this higher spec.
Right.
That is like, awesome.
Nintendo could have their Sony moment.
Exactly. My question to you would be like, that looks like the console. Like, fuck Microsoft.
That's exactly what I was thinking, and that's why I wanted to follow up my question with, like, you're talking about, like, you might as well go ahead and pre-order your Neo now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that change if this is to be the case with the NX?
Fuck me. At a minimum, if Square was like, oh yeah, Final Fantasy XV is coming day and date on NX, I'm there. I'm fucking there. Fuck yeah. I like holy shit. Because I already said, like, I'm gonna be wherever that new Zelda is, unless it's like, you know, that's a lie. If the new Zelda's on the NX, I'm on the NX. And it probably is gonna be. And if fucking this is what's looking like, if the NX is gonna be $399 with this upgraded spec, essentially just fucking copy paste the PS4 spec. Like, I don't give a fuck. Copy paste that shit. that's a fantastic spec to be designing as a base level for your console. And it'd be a really great idea for them, because that would mean porting from the Xbox 360. So Xbox One and PS4 would be easy. So cross-platform games will probably look best on the NX. Even aside from the fact that to answer your question, yes, people being angry at Sony will drive them towards the other two people. That's just how internet communities work, right? But I think that a powerful NX could also mean that those people won't necessarily be driven towards the other two console manufacturers. They are currently going to be probably driven towards PC. But if the NX is this fucking set of specs, they could go to the NX.
Right. And I mean, that's, you saw that with this last generation or this current generation, where like the conversation became like, no, don't buy an Xbox One, just buy a PS4 and a Wii U and you're set.
Yeah, and you're set.
Like that was the agreed upon proper formula for the internet is have a good PC.
Yeah, good PC.
And you buy a PS4 and a Wii U.
Yeah, and you're Wii set U if you like generation. Nintendo games and everything else fucking, cross-platform games and PS4. Console exclusive games on PS4, Nintendo games on Wii U, and everything else on PC.
Going into this next set, like it could be okay, have a high end PC and have an NX.
Well, it might not even be that, man, because like this is why I was so impressed with the PS4 Neo specs, is that that thing is like a fucking R9 290 in there, and I'm not sure about you, but like an R9 290 is like fucking $350 here, or 300 flat ish, and over there it'd be like 220 or something, and you need the rest of your system to go around that. Like that thing, that PS4 Neo, if that was the base PS4 spec, that would be the best bang for the buck fucking gaming rig you could buy. And the Neo, if it's that, if it's got fucking a 36, if you got a fucking what's almost certainly a Polaris chipset, 36 GCN cores, fucking, I don't care if it's a Jaguar or not. Please don't be a Jaguar. But like some decently spec'd APU in there. That is, by default, the best bang for the buck gaming system you can buy. More bang for the buck than a fucking 970. More bang for the buck than a 390. Don't know about fucking the next gen NVIDIA cards. That could change this conversation entirely. But in today's space,
they're not going to be affected on.
Okay, yeah,
that thing.
And those are going to be at launch prices, so I don't know how much those things are going to cost, right? But so like this thing could, if this is the NX spec, this thing could be the best fucking gaming system out there, and that is so cool.
to even have this like concept of like Nintendo has the best gaming console out there.
Yeah, that's like fucking awesome to me. Like I only from a drama standpoint, like I love
not
that
since
idea.
The GameCube that Nintendo had.
And like
legitimately spec wise the GameCube was the best.
It was the best.
And so sad.
And
sad how that went.
And it won't even matter if there's third party support because it's running on the same APU as everyone else, you get that for free. You don't have to court them anymore. People
now,
just
of course,
like,
all of this is assuming that Nintendo just makes the proper fucking controller. They can put a screen on it if they want to, do whatever stuff they want to do and make it whatever. As long as it has all the proper buttons.
Yeah.
Then this can work. If they do some fucking no button
nonsense
bullshit.
Oh god.
Controller, then we'll have a different conversation again.
Like at the moment, and it's almost shocking to say this, but this is Nintendo's game to lose. Because Sony apparently just fucking shot themselves in the foot. Not from my perspective, like I'm 100% on board. I love this idea. But I'm in the vast minority, as you noted at the start of the show. Like people like me are the very minor people who can say things like, yeah, I can afford to drop another $400 on a PS4 this year. Like, of course I will. I'm just doing it for two games. I'm just doing it for Persona 5 and Final Fantasy. Like, I don't care what the rest of the fucking system is. Those two games running at the best they can is already a reason for me to buy that thing. But I'm a crazy person, apparently.
Right.
I don't think I'm crazy. I think it's a fair reason.
You own a 4K TV. Yes,
yeah,
you are
exactly,
a crazy person.
Exactly. There you go. Fuck, that thing's not going to put out 4K. Ah, that people who say that, it's like even Sony when they say that, I'm like, shut your fucking face. That thing can't fucking.
They will display a 4K wallpaper on the factory cross media bar.
Like maybe it'll run my Netflix 4K subscription properly. Like, fuck you. You know what though? If it plays UHD like Blu-rays, I'm there. That's a great reason to buy that thing. But no, like so.
Well,
Nintendo, though, like, yeah, fucking Sony shot themselves in the foot. Microsoft's floundering. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, that was the first thought I thought of whenever I was hearing this news coming out and everything. I was like, this coming out this year is the best thing that could have happened to Nintendo. Like, even if Microsoft doesn't release anything this year,
yeah,
if it is the big hardware things for this holiday,
man,
are PlayStation VR, Neo, and NX,
mm-hmm,
Nintendo would really have to do something fucking terrible to screw this up.
Yeah.
Well, because this is, yeah, like you said, this is their holiday to lose.
This is the time to shine, man. If every game that comes out this holiday season runs best on Neo, sorry, on NX, that's a big bullet point for them. And at this point, it's looking like they would. Like, fuck me. Like, everything's pointing to them doing the right thing if they did invest in AMD APU. Like, the worst thing they could have done is, and here's the scary part, like, Sony has a really good relationship with AMD. It, like, Digital Foundry both shocked at how powerful this thing is. Could it be more powerful? Sure. But, like, at $399, this looks like the best thing you could possibly get for $399. And, like, I am just hoping to God Nintendo didn't go, oh, yeah, like, AMD, I know you're offering this 36 GCN core thing, but we don't need that. Just give us, like, 24 GCN cores. You know, like, 6 more than the PlayStation 4 OG. Fuck me. If they did that, I'd be so disappointed in them, man. And that's fair, because if they're looking for profit margins on their hardware, then that could have been, like, the logical choice back when they made the decision.
Right.
This whole,
and with the way the Wii U went, I could see them going that way. Like, yeah, you know, they want to make sure they make a profit on this.
Exactly. Like, it could have been a logical choice for them to just do a small spec bump over the PS4 and Xbox One. Maybe, like, the difference between the PS4 and Xbox One is the difference between the NX and the PS4. And the problem with that is the Neo is legit twice as powerful as the PS4. So, like, fuck. To be fair, like, Neo games are going to be hamstrung, but they will look comparable, if not better, than NX games if they didn't do an equivalent bump. That said, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure when these decisions are made. We don't know enough about AMD and how early in this recent history they told these console manufacturers that, hey, yeah, you can buy a Polaris card now.
That's the thing, though, is if we know when the launch windows of these two consoles are, and we know generally how this stuff works. Granted, you know, Nintendo's is a whole new console, so R&D probably started a bit earlier than the Neo did.
Yeah.
But given just you know, delivery pipelines, you know, that kind of information, and when the game's going to be launching, like, they probably finalized on specs around the same time then.
Maybe. Yeah, very well maybe. Yeah. Like, the PS4 only finalized on specs, like, fucking months before it came out.
Right. And so, like, you know, the NX and the Neo launching, like, it sounds like roughly around the same time.
Mm.
Like, they probably, you know, there's a good chance they could have similar specs because they probably, you know, finally put the stamp on it around that same time.
Yeah.
And that means potentially good things for Nintendo.
Absolutely. And let's not underestimate, like, how long Polaris has been fucking cooking for. Like, it's been fucking forever since AMD fucking put out a new GPU technology. They've been on GCN since fucking, what, like 2010 or something, 2011? Like, fuck me. It's been so long. So, yeah, Polaris has been cooking for a while. Maybe Nintendo did know that they'd have Polaris chips in the NX. So, yeah, like, I'm fucking excited because, A, this E3 is going to be huge. It's going to be very interesting to watch. And E3 is Christmas, so I found out that Christmas this year is going to be great. And secondly, like, fuck. Like, imagine a console where... Imagine if consoles got that bump. Imagine if Final Fantasy XV was running on something that had the specs of the Neo and wasn't hamstrung by the OG PS4. Man, that's cool. Or at minimum, Dragon Quest, because that's probably going to be on NX, right? So, like, that's... Fuck. Dragon Quest running on... equivalent to an R9 290 or a GDX 970, just and spec'd to that. That's exciting. Man. Yeah, so, like, my answer to you is this is a huge bump for Nintendo, possibly. Like, it's their game to lose. That's
like, well, we'll have a really good idea of how this holiday is going to go.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Because as soon as we have some more concrete information on this, that'll tell us, like, okay, either Sony's out of their goddamn minds, or, you know, maybe they, you know, maybe this thing, maybe they can show us, like, why those of us who bought a PS4 should buy this.
Yeah.
But they got to, like, with Nintendo launching a whole new platform, the seemingly this year, like, Sony's got a lot to prove.
Yep.
Or why we should spend another $400 on them instead of buying whatever Nintendo has.
Man. And I think that's another reason why they did this. I think that's another reason why they did this is because they were like, oh yeah, Nintendo's coming out, that we're going to have to be more powerful than the OG PS4. We want to still be the front runner in terms of games on consoles for the people who still want consoles. Let's just make the Neo. Man. So yeah, like, fuck. It's sad to me because I think this is a really good thing for consoles. Like, I want consoles to go this direction. I want there to be console exclusive games going forward, because I think that it makes sense for to ask developers to, some developers want to just spec to specific hardware and not have to worry about the PC landscape and the piracy. Let's not forget about that. Still a big problem. Like, it's been swept under the rug for a long time just with how big PC gaming has gotten, but piracy is fucking real and still a huge deal. And also just like Steam sales aren't actually necessarily good for developers. That's becoming more and more like well voiced. Like, many developers are becoming more and more vocal about the fact that Steam sales are actually devaluing games on PC. And there's significant problems with the investiture and return when people know that things are going to go on sale like later this year and they don't buy the release, and how release numbers matter towards like things like bonuses and things like publisher expectations and all kind of stuff. Like, there are big problems with the PC market that are being brushed under the rug. So there's a reason for console games. So yeah, like, if that said, like, if console has to continue to be a thing, the PS4 clearly demonstrated that with the move to x86, the move to like being PC, like, developers hit that ceiling of how good games could look in that system really quickly. And that means, especially since you want to stay this way, you want to keep the development costs down and everything. There's so much good about being on the x86 architecture. You want to have this short iteration cycle, just like graphics cards. You want to be pretty much lockstep with graphics cards. If this thing's on Polaris, that means they're lockstep with graphics cards, and I think that's a good thing. Because that means next graphics card refresh, so when they go from Polaris this to, say, two Polaris's equivalents down the line, they make a new PS4.8 or whatever, PS4.9, runs all your PS4 games but better. That's a good thing. I think that's what consoles need to do to stay competitive, visually speaking. Do you have any thoughts on that? Or
the concern I have with that is, again, like, you're talking about going from this 7+ year console cycle to like every 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a hard sell to console gamers to tell them, okay, I know you're used to buying this thing for about $400 every, you know, 6, 7, 8+ years, but now you're going to have to buy them for about $400, $300 every 3 years.
Yeah.
But your games will look better.
Yeah.
Like, that's the hard part. It's like, your games will look better, but you're going to have to invest in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a really fucking hard sell, because there's plenty of people out there who are like, I don't want my games to look that, you know, I don't need my games to look that much better. Mm-hmm. They look fine as they are. I don't want to spend this money. I just want to play my games as I've been playing. Like, I know a dude who played all the way through, or played, I don't know, all the way, he played many, 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 many hours of Fallout 4 on Xbox One.
Damn. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, and he had no problems with it. Like, he didn't feel like he ran into any real major like frame rate problems or anything like that.
Yeah.
But this is also a dude who, like, he does not see 60 frames.
Right.
Or he's no different in 30 and 60,
yeah.
30 and 20. Like, he, you know, frame rate's not an issue for him.
Mm-hmm.
So there are tons of other people like that. And that's probably the majority of their install base. Who, like, they just want to play their games. They want their fucking Call of Duty every year. They want their, you know, Bethesda RPG. They want whatever. But, like, they don't want to go out and have to buy a new console every 300 or every 3 years in order to keep playing their games. So you're going to potentially instead see just a huge drop-off in gaming.
But that's why I think that this is a good way of doing it. I think that this
assuming system, developers pay it correctly,
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, assuming developers pay more. Yeah. like taking that, like assuming the good developers out there continue to be good developers, this system of, hey, no, everything has to work in the original, but has to look better in the new one, that can probably keep flying for one more refresh. So maybe the next refresh of the PS4. So PS4.9 can say things have to run on the PS4 and that. But like we're talking about that being on minimum settings and this thing being on high. Like that would be the difference you see versus like whatever we see for the Neo. Like I can see that happening because in reality, we're talking about x86 architectures here. What's the most equivalent PC? Like fucking a 560 can still run most of the modern games on minimum settings. And I think that's okay if you bring that to consoles. Like kind of like future compatibility, forward compatibility.
That's the thing though, is from your standpoint, yes, because you're used to doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like true.
You're used to putting out the money every few years to upgrade your PC to make sure you can run whatever the things are.
Yeah.
But that's not the standard console gamer. The standard console gamer, that's kind of what I was talking about again on our chat text before we started talking on here. It's like, mm-hmm. they have that comfort of, I'm going to buy this thing, I'm going to spend all this money up front, and I'm going to buy this thing, and yeah, I know it's not as good as a PC. You know, I know the PC is always going to run better, look better, whatever. But like, I know that this is all I got to spend. I only have, that's always their argument for why they
think. Yeah, but like, this is an even better.
I
only have to spend
$400 and this box will last me for the next 6+ years.
Oh, but this is an even better version of that. This box will now last you like the next 12 to 24 years. If you never want to upgrade. If you never want to upgrade visual fidelity, it'll run fucking PS5 games on minimum. That's fine. So it's like future. It's actually even better for those people.
Looking at it at the best possible case scenario, yes. Looking at it realistically, absolutely not. That's not how.
Yeah, looking at it realistically, probably not.
The PS4 is going to be obsolete within probably 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
like honestly, yeah, they'll keep releasing versions of it. Same as how the
iPhone
sports games released PS2 versions all the way through. Almost a PS4 release.
Right.
Like, they'll keep releasing versions of it, but they're going to be shit. The work is not going to be done there.
So what do you think about, alternatively, because in my version of the future, I think it should just move to there never being a PS5 and they just keep iterating. I think that's perfect because it's future and it's both forward and backward compatible and everyone's happy. You just pretty much jump in when you want your graphics to get a bump. I think that's the best way for consoles to go, especially if they're keeping it at that $399 price point. So at $399, you always know that you're going to get a good experience for the money, and you'll be backwards and forwards compatible. That's my perfect version of the future. Not going to happen, probably, but that's my perfect version of the future. What do you think about this version of the future, which is you get a PS4, then a PS4.5, then a PS5, and then a PS5.5, then a PS6, and a PS6.5?
I think really when it comes down to it, that's actually probably the better version is going from PS4 to 4.5 to 5 and so on,
mm-hmm.
because it allows developers a breaking point. Allows them to like at some point go ahead and be like, okay, have the PS4, now you got the PS4.5, you gotta develop for both, you gotta have the different versions and deal with all that. But then PS5 comes out, if you want to, depending on how backwards compatibility works, that's gonna all be on Sony, whether or not they support that. But now, as a developer, you have a choice of, okay, do you want to make a PS4 version of the game? And if you do, if you decide you want to, then you'll have your PS4 and your Neo versions. All that stuff will still be there. But now you have this PS5 version. You can take, sky's the limit or whatever.
Right.
And you can really fucking bust it out.
You don't have to design to the same minimum.
Right. The problem is with what you were talking about, your ideal future is we're talking about, the PS4.5 is going to be hamstrung. Because of these policies they put in place.
Yeah.
Imagine what the PS4.9 would be like.
Depends.
Because the PS4.9 is still going to be hamstrung by these policies in place for the PS4.0.
Yes. And it depends.
And that's what's going to be a real problem.
It depends what they do between. Because on paper, the PC's been like that forever. The difference being the division on a setting low enough to run on a 560 doesn't look as good as Skyrim running on a 560, right? Mm. That's the difference. So from that perspective, you're right. A PS 4.5, 5, 5.5, 6, 6.5, 7, that system works better because you don't have that problem. You don't have the problem of the Division running on a 560 looking like a PS1 game. So like, yeah, like I can see where you're coming from.
Like I think what that allows developers is it allows the console manufacturers to continue to have consoles that can at least somewhat compete with PC. Mm-hmm. I think going forward, I think we've hit that point now where going forward, consoles will never be as powerful as PCs.
Yeah.
Just because PC components have gotten to a point where they advance so quickly, the prices are coming down so quickly, that you can get a fairly affordable PC and be able to run things at a fairly high level,
mm-hmm.
even much beyond what consoles can run. And yeah. and yes, bang for your buck console is still technically better.
Mm-hmm.
But PC will always be ahead in terms of that, even on what's considered low end gaming PC.
Right.
And I think that's going to continue to be the case going forward.
Yeah, and it's forever going to be the case now.
Right.
Well,
but if the console developers are allowed to do these kind of half steps like this every few years, it allows them to at least like, okay, we know we started off already behind, and we're just going to that gap is getting bigger and bigger. This allows us to every few years close that gap a little bit.
Yeah.
And then as we move on, the gap will get bigger and bigger, and then we can make the big jump to the hardware that allows us to close the gap even more.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're kind of just doing this kind of tug of war balance PC where they're never going to surpass it again, but they'll always stay maybe a half step behind it.
And I think that is actually that's really important, and consoles need to do that. Because
I mean, if they want to be able to keep making boxes, they have to.
Yeah,
like their whole plan with last generation of this 10-year cycle was fucking ludicrous.
Yeah, and that's why there
was
like
no way that was ever gonna happen.
It's why I'm legit. And when we started the show, people like you were saying that I have a different to normal opinion on this. The reason my opinion is different to most people is I'm actually kind of angry at people who are anti the PS 4.5. Like there are reasons to be concerned, but I think that those reasons can be mitigated by there being good developers out there who actually give a shit about what they put out. The people like who think that, oh, Sony could have just waited another 2 years and put out a 5. Yeah, like, sure, that's good for the people who bought PS4s now, but for the people who buy the PS4 next year, that's not good. And the PS4, and we're going to be sitting here suffering with like fucking 22 frames to 15 frames a second Final Fantasy 15 all the way till fucking 2018. I don't want to do that. Do you want to fucking Final Fantasy 15 2 well, to right, run at 12 frames a second? Like, no.
But again, like, you have to remember too that I think there are a lot of people who have taken issue with this. I think, again, comes down to the performance or the output of games on the PS4.
That's true.
They have sold these systems hand over fist.
Yeah.
And have still yet to give us a reason for having purchased.
Yeah. That's a deep problem with how this console generation has gone in general. I think that's a good reason to be angry.
That's where a lot of anger comes from.
Yeah.
I think had we had some proper legitimate, like, this is why you should own a PS4. Mm-hmm. If we could see your name off like, okay, you know, PS4 has been great because of this. There's these handful of games. They've been, you know, it's had a solid library. Again, like jumping back to who was the Beastcast? I'm trying to remember because I listened to them back to back. So I don't know which podcast it was. One of the Giant Bomb podcasts. They were talking about the Wii U and they were talking about like, you know, it's a solid. It was on the Bombcast. They're talking about it was a solid console. You know, they named off, you know, here's this game, that game. You know, these handful of games that were great games, great experiences on the Wii U. The Wii U was underutilized, but as a platform, it was a great system. And I feel like with the PS4, even though it has sold fucking crazy numbers, you can't have that conversation.
It's the worst PlayStation.
Like, you can't sit there and say, like, oh, there's all these games for it. Like, no, there's not. There's games coming out for it that look pretty neat. But we don't have those handful of games that are like, this is why you need to own a PS4.
Yeah.
And so the fact that we don't have that yet, and here they are already saying like, hey, we're coming out with a new piece of hardware, even with these policies in place, that's, I think, why people are angry.
Yeah, and that is a legit reason to be angry. You're right. I think that people are, that's a that's a good explanation for why people are angry. And I think that's far more rational and coherent to what they're actually saying. Because if that's why they're angry, that's a good reason to be angry.
Well,
if,
and I think that's also why a lot of people that are angry are also calling for, they need to have an upgrade program.
Right. Yeah.
They need to have something that allows me to trade my PS4 in for this thing. And that's why, is because they haven't justified my purchase of my PS4 yet. They're already coming out with this other hardware that's already saying that this is going to be even better than the PS4. And those of us that bought this thing were like, well, fuck. Like, we're already on inferior hardware, and you still haven't given us something to buy for this thing yet.
Exactly. That is like, a legit.
Let me trade this thing in, give you $50, $100, whatever. Let me have this new hardware that you're claiming is so amazing, and then give me those experiences.
Like we haven't got. Let's talk about the example I've been harping on about the whole fucking episode. Final Fantasy 15 was announced at the fucking launch of the PS4. And it's fucking... Sorry.
No, Final Fantasy 15 was originally launched on the PS3. No.
Final Fantasy 15, not Versus 13. 15. So 15 was fucking promised to us at the launch of the fucking... Or near the launch of PS4, like the E3 just prior to that. And it's still not out. And when it does come out, it's going to have a Neo version that looks better than the system people fucking bought to play that game on. So you're right. That is a legit reason to be angry. So like... I guess my perspective is on that point. Like, if you're,
and that's
if you're
even a third party game,
like, yeah,
fucking first party is
Uncharted 4 is still not fucking out, but that's not going to have, or it doesn't need to have a Neo version. It probably will have a Neo version, but it doesn't need to. But like, yeah, if your argument's like, oh, this is not how consoles have been, that's stupid because this is kind of what they need to, like, look well, at
I,
the market.
And again, I don't think that that's an argument for why this thing shouldn't exist. I think that's an argument for this is why Sony needs prove to us why this thing.
Yeah, and that,
because that
again, that you're being far more eloquent than they are. Like that is a far better reasoning well, example than
I haven't turned on my internet filter yet. So,
like that is a good but, that's a good way to put that. Because that's not what people are saying, and that's not maybe that's what they mean, but it's not what they're saying. And that, so what I'm saying is what they are saying makes me angry because it's so short-sighted and dumb. But you're right, like it. Fuck, if, because you're right, like, I bought a PS4, I'm not happy with it. It's been just sitting there gathering dust while my PC's been getting all the playtime for the last fucking, for months, since The Witness. And the only reason I did that was because the PC version was broken on release. Like, fuck, it's so like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
my PS4 is literally just a Netflix machine.
Yeah, and like.
I don't play games on it. I download the PS Plus games every month. And then
and like, if Final Fantasy 15 was on PC, I'd buy that on PC. I bought...
Yeah, I mean, No Man's Sky, I already pre-purchased on PC.
Yeah. The only reason I bought MGS5 on my PS4 is because it was a time in my life where I was moving between a couple different places. So I need something I can just carry with me in a backpack. So my PS4 was the only way I could do that with MGS5. Otherwise, I would have bought that on PC. And like... Every game that's come out this generation, I can think of was either not worth it, or I bought it on PC, except for MGS5. Like Bloodborne, I didn't particularly like, so I'm not happy about that. Like the PS4 has not earned its place on my shelf yet.
No, absolutely not.
In the time of PS4 being out, there've been more games on PlayStation 3, PlayStation Plus that I've wanted to play on that fucking system than I have on my PS4.
I can almost say that I felt better about my Vita purchase than I do about my PS4.
I did feel better about my Vita purchase, mainly because of Persona 4. Like,
well, I was going to say, the only reason I say that is because I haven't played it yet, but I can play Persona 4 on there. And because I also have Final Fantasy 7,
man,
and 9 and 6 on there as well.
Yeah, all the Final Fantasies on there. Like, man.
But like, at least there's stuff on there for me to play. I just don't know where my charger is to actually play any of it.
Yeah.
But yeah. On the PS4, like, I download Final Fantasy VII for the fifth time and play it on there too.
To be fair, though, you should play The Last of Us. Like, that's something you probably should do.
I went through the whole process of like upgrading to the PS4 version, and then I still have
That probably might change your tune a little bit on, but even then, you're right. Like. Until Persona 5 and Final Fantasy comes out, maybe not. Maybe Uncharted 4 will be it. That'll be my watershed moment. In a couple weeks now, that'll be the game. Like, oh, okay, all right. Consoles are still
awesome. Like, I am completely skipping that game.
Oh man, that's fine. I don't blame you for that.
I bought the previous three. I played through 2.5 of them. But I just can't.
Man, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I'm honestly like kind of more excited about this new Gears than I am the new Uncharted.
Oh my god, that new Gears. Like Vinny's like play by play of the developer last week on the Beastcast of like, oh, we thought about making this new world and new thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That was exactly my thoughts. Like the moment they said but they're having the same world with the fucking descendant of the fucking original dude, I was like, I am out. I'm so out. I'm so out.
I'm less out of that than I am. Like, I want to play that before I play Halo 5.
Man. Are you going to be buying Persona 5, Final Fantasy 15?
Final Fantasy 15, definitely.
Okay.
Persona 5, I don't know because I still haven't.
But that's fair. It's going to be pretty different, but yeah, that's fair.
I just, like, I don't know whether that style is... I don't have time.
Yeah.
I've tried watching the endurance run a few times, get like 15 or 20 videos in and place and get distracted doing other stuff and then forget where I was and start all over again.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. Not that I haven't finished it. I mean, I've tried rewatching it and that definitely happens because like...
Yeah, somebody needs to create a goddamn playlist thing on that site that allows me to just... I want to watch the Persona 4 endurance run and save my spot.
And like the only place I've seen that does that and actually does do that, I'm not sure. I'm actually pretty sure it even saves a spot is Quickly Crew, so qlcrew.com. But that's down at the moment.
Playlists?
Yeah, it does playlists.
Okay, I didn't realize it did playlists.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's down at the moment. And in fact, like you can even go when it was up. You could even go videos Persona 4 Endurance Run playlist. So no playlists, and there's a pre-built playlist for Persona 4 Endurance Run.
Oh shit. Okay.
But like either way, I think we're getting off topic, which means we have done with this discussion. Thank you for your time, Doran.
Yeah, no, this is 3:30 in the morning. I shouldn't have done this. I literally hung my finger over the call button on Skype because I want people to know, like, I initiated the call. I did this to myself. But I hung my finger over because I'm like, if I hit this button, I'm committing to at least a couple hours.
When you start a discussion with Cynic, things will go places.
Yeah.
But hey, it was fun.
I went through with it, and the call is at 1 hour and 58 minutes. So.
You know what? Like, I think we've actually given this topic a better play than anyone I've listened to so far. Like, Colin Moriarty was, like, ultra negative, and I was ultra one-sided. The Beastcast crew was, like, oddly one-note. The Bombcast crew was, like, just questioning and not really, like, making any, like, determinations. I don't know. I think we've done a pretty good job of this. I actually like how we've treated this topic. But yeah, it's a big news topic, man.
This made E3 something to really fucking look forward to. Like, I was already, you know, I already was like, I can't wait to see what the NX is going to be. I want to see what the fuck Nintendo is doing. If they have found the way to make a proper console, or if they just gone full Nintendo.
Yeah,
I want to see which way they go here.
Yeah.
But like, this has made it all that much more interesting.
Yeah.
Just because, like, not only of the potential of this new hardware, it's always fun to have new hardware.
Mm-hmm.
But also just what this means for the industry.
It means so much for the industry.
And how this affects every other thing at E3.
You know what I kind of, like, I find myself really wanting, though? Like, aside from PC versions of the games coming out, like, this wouldn't even be a thing if Final Fantasy XV was coming on PC. Like, I wouldn't even give a shit. Because I can tell you right now, Persona 5 still won't look great, even on Neo. That game's all about style, not about image quality. What would have been really cool if they just went, fuck it, we're going to make a PS4 Elite controller. Like, that's all I want.
You just want to keep spending $150 on controllers. Okay.
Dude, I really like this Xbox One one. And like, the more I play with it, like, the less I forget how good the PS4 controller is. And then every now and then I pick up the PS4 controller. This is still a really fucking nice controller. Like, there's a lot about that thing I like, especially when it comes to like the shape of the handles. And just like, I like the fact that the analog sticks are on the bottom. Anyway, we should end this call. You need to go to sleep.
Yeah, I need to. It's, yeah. Yeah,
have a good one, dude. 3:30 in the morning. See ya.
All right, later.